In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. We are in the midst now of the period when we're reading from the epistles of St. John, and we're reading his first epistle today as part of the daily readings. There's some really amazing things that St. John says. Really, he expresses himself unlike anyone else in the Scriptures. He says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. What is he saying here? What is the truth? God is the truth. There is no truth outside of God. So if we say that we do not sin, God is not in us. It sounds a lot more frightening when we realize that the truth is God. What John is offering us is a solution for sin. Not only forgiveness of sin, but obliteration of sin, cleansing from sin. And the beginning of cleansing from sin is to recognize that we are sinners. Even secular people understand this. The first creed of the Alcoholics Anonymous, or any other offshoot of them, is to recognize that you have a problem. This seems obvious, and yet it is not so obvious, because we are often not aware of our sins, so how can we say we have particular sins if we're not aware of them? But God will help us, because he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. This was a verse that I memorized years ago when I was preaching on beaches and not understanding what it meant. We must confess our sins, and the Lord will cleanse us. He will forgive us first, but then he will cleanse us. And what is this cleansing? This cleansing is perfection. This cleansing is to become perfect, the purpose of our life, so that we can be with the perfect one. St. John again emphasizes, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Again, he's saying the same thing again, because it's a very Jewish kind of poetic device to repeat things in kind of couplets. He basically says about the same thing for the second time. Then this time he's more explicit, though. He says, his word is not in us. And of course, we know that God the Father's word is the Son. The Son does not abide in us if we say we have not sinned. It does not say that if we sin, the word does not abide in us. It says if we say we have not sinned. So it is important for us to cultivate the ability, the skill, which God gives with our effort, to be able to reveal our sins, to be able to be aware of our sins, to be humble enough to consider that we are sinners, and to know the particulars of being a sinner, to know that we are prone to laziness or anger or lust or acquisitiveness, etc. It is always sad for me as a priest when someone comes to confession and they say, I don't really have anything. It's been a pretty good week. They might not have been to confession for 3 months, but they say that it's been a good week. This is not how we should be, brothers and sisters. We must confess our sins. It says it right here. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Do we want to be cleansed? Then we must confess. And if we confess, we must be aware. Why does he write these things? He tells us flat out, my little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. So the purpose of knowing your sins and confessing them is so that the Lord, in seeing your resolve, seeing your desire, like the good Father that he is, He will help you. He will not only forgive you, but he will cleanse you so that you will be victorious over sin. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. I tell people often in confession, it is a three-way conversation. Of course, the person confessing their sins and another sinner standing by, the priest, listening to them, and Jesus Christ being present and enlightening both of them, one to know their sins and the other to have some word, something to say, or perhaps only a prayer to be uttered in the depths of his heart that will help that person to be cleansed of their sins, to have strength to fight their sins. Then St. John says something that is truly amazing. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. So, in my never-ending hobby, as it were, here is another definition of salvation. To keep the Lord's commandments. Because if we keep them, we know him. Perhaps 1,000 times I have said that salvation is to know God. And here it is again. And it is manifested as righteousness. Because if we are righteous, we know God who is righteous. And the path to knowing him is confessing our sins. And then, with the strength of the grace that God gives us, through the words of his priest and also through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within us, we are cleansed of our sins. Because that means that we don't do them anymore. That's a long process. It's not something that happens in a day or a week. It might happen over the entire course of our life. And we might think that we're not even finished when we're on our deathbed. But the Lord says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. Do we believe it? I do. Even though I'm a sinner. So, don't be afraid of sin. I've said this often too. Don't be afraid of sin. Be afraid of not confessing your sins. That is what we should fear. God will forgive us our sins. All we need do is confess them and desire to change. The competence to change God gives. We don't have to provide that competence because we don't have it. The whole point of Jesus Christ becoming man is to provide us with that competence through baptism, through the sacraments of the church, through the Holy Eucharist especially, through prayer, through fasting, through all the rest. All of it is so that we get better. And we will. And here is perhaps certainly in my top 10 of definitions of salvation. Truly, if we meditate upon this for any length of time at all, it is quite overwhelming. He says, well, first he says something that's very important for us to look at and be afraid. St. John basically wrote in a way that was soothing to us, but also because he knew the truth, he said things that should be frightening to us as well. When he says, hereby we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. But then he says, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Go ahead, baby. So that's frightening. So we see that we cannot say we know God. If anybody tells you they know God without equivocation and consider themselves some sort of prophet, some sort of person who knows mysterious things, they're a liar. Unless, of course, they're without sin. So it is frightening. We should not say we know God. On a certain level, yes. We know that he is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We know that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. We know the Son is only begotten before all ages. We know those things, but we don't really understand them. And we cannot understand them until we do not sin. That's why I've told you many times, the answer to every question, become holy. That's the answer. Because with holiness comes knowledge. Then he says this beautiful definition of salvation. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. This reminds me very much of the prayer that John heard, or at least heard parts of it, because after all, he fell asleep during parts of it and was rebuked for. The high priestly prayer of our Lord, when he spoke of oneness with God and the desire for his flock to be one with the Father, even as he is one. That is the perfection of the love of God within us. Glory be to God that we can have this. How do we attain it? St. John tells us, confess our sins. Don't be proud and say that we have not sinned. And then he adds one thing at the end. He that saith he abideth in him also ought to walk even as he walked. So our Lord is our standard, the one whom we emulate. This sounds like a task that is too large, and it is for man. But for God, all things are possible. So really, brothers and sisters, it's simple for us. It really is. Even if we have sins that assail us from our youth and have not been able to completely conquer them, it is simple. Let us believe the Lord who speaks through his servant, the evangelist John. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Amen.